In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint Augustine of Hippo was a pilgrim throughout his life, always on the way, who has left future generations with the great news that the truth can be known, since this is not an impossible goal, and that God is a Father. He is always waiting for us, and he meets us where we least expect him. But we will only find him on the path of humility. To so many men who get stuck or discouraged along the way, Saint Augustine of Hippo says, "We are walkers. Always walk. Always move forward. If you say enough, you are lost. Sing and walk. Don't go astray. Don't turn back. Don't stop." Our dear Saint Augustine of Hippo is a man who is always current, the man with a restless heart and a heart of fire, endowed with great personal sympathy and intense human warmth. That is why he said, "I am a man and I live among men. My heart is a human heart. I like to laugh and enjoy laughter." One of the things that Saint Augustine of Hippo most rejected was laziness, wasting time. Time is a treasure that God has given us, and we must use it for good. But since we do not know for how long we have available time, we must live prepared at every moment, prepared to die, because life is very fragile and death can occur at any moment. Life, Saint Augustine of Hippo said, is an instant of time before God. It is a point between two eternities. Therefore, you have to take life seriously, because there is no going back to rectify mistakes. And you only live once, there is no second chance. There is an old saying that says, "Time passes, generations die, and only God remains." Yes, we must think of the life after death, and live for the eternity that awaits us. As our saint says, "Live good so you do not die badly. And don't be lazy. Always do something useful, because time does not take vacations." And he said, "Love can never be lazy, and a life is only made good by love." He considered himself the servant of all, beggar of beggars, and in some letters he begins the heading saying, "Augustine, servant of Christ and servant of the servants of Christ. With you I am a Christian. For you, for your good, I am a bishop." For Saint Augustine of Hippo, in this life we are walkers, pilgrims in a strange country, advancing towards the homeland, and we cannot stay stuck. We must work and move forward without stopping. He says, "In this life we are walkers. You ask me, what is walking? Always move forward. You must always be dissatisfied with what you are, if you want to become what you are not. If you please yourself in what you are, you have already stopped there. And if you say to yourself, enough is enough, you are lost. Always go adding, always walk, always move forward. Do not want to stay on the road. Do not go backward. Do not deviate. You stop yourself if you do not advance yourself. You go backward if you return to the things that you already left. You deviate if your faith goes astray. The lame man walks more safely on the right path than the runner out of it." Relieve your walking fatigue with singing. Don't be dominated by laziness. Sing and walk. What does walk mean? Always advance in the good. There are those who go backwards, going from bad to worse, as the apostle says. If you progress and advance, you walk. But progress in good, progress in faith, progress in good morals. Sing and walk. Don't turn back, don't stop. Together, let us seek truth and happiness in God, because your soul, your life, is not only yours, but of all the brothers and sisters, as their souls are also yours. In other words, their souls, together with yours, are not several souls, but only one, the only one of Christ. Our soul, because the one faith, is one, and we who believe in Christ are one man. Brothers and sisters, let's love together. Together, let's kindle this thirst. Let's run together to the source. The source of life is in God. Love is never satisfied, and therefore, we must always be on the way, because love can never be lazy. God has given us the freedom not to be automatic robots without responsibility. Freedom is the ability to love, that is, to do good. Therefore, the one who does wrong is abusing the freedom that God gave him and becomes a slave. This is what Jesus himself says: "He who sins is a slave." John chapter 8, verse 34. Saint Augustine of Hippo tells us, "Do not abuse your freedom to sin freely, but use it not to sin." You will be free if you are free from sin and a servant of the truth. What could be more glorious, brothers and sisters, than being subdued and defeated by the truth? The law of freedom is the law of love. Only the good man is free. A bad man, even if he is a king, is a slave, not of men, but what is worse, of as many owners as the amount of vices he has. Hence, it is important not to be dominated by material things and their charms. You have to possess things and not be possessed by them. True freedom does not consist in doing what we want, but in the joy of doing good. There can be no freedom without responsibility. But when one truly loves and loves things and people for God, then we are free, because we will do everything according to the will of God. Hence the phrase of Saint Augustine of Hippo: "Love and say what you want. Love and do what you want. If you keep quiet for love. If you scream, scream for love. If you correct, correct for love. If you forgive, forgive for love. From the root of love, only good can spring." Summarizing the thoughts of Saint Augustine of Hippo regarding freedom, we can say, the love of God is the greatest freedom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.